what's the power of love? Love is one of the most powerful energies in the universe. I feel like it transcends space and time, and it connects all living things, you know, physical and spiritual realm. I feel like love brings life, and it also brings healing.
Love will have you thinking of all these great things, creating all these great things in your mind, and you go to create it in the physical world, and that love is actually driving you to see if this physical thing can even create anything as close to as what your mind has been creating throughout the years.
I choose to love me, and then in that, I grow kindness and space to love others. And then, you know, also, like, love is not, it is absolute, but not everything can be loved by you because of your own prejudices or your prejudices based on your experiences. So I think for me, how I choose to love is to be honest with myself and to seek honesty and to always speak from an honest place. And if that place is something that might not make a lot of space for someone else, I have to be honest with myself as to why that is and to also make space for that.
Good morning, you're tuned in to BFF.fm, and I'm your host, DJ Bagwas, of the show Fractal Chambers, and I am so excited to be playing this set for you all this morning. So, I put this together a little while back, and I'd like to think of it as basically just an amalgam of sounds that have been floating in and out of my head. So it's very much a cross-genre set, and there's a lot of different, like, vibes, I think, I would say. I think looking at the set as a whole, there is a focus, an introspective focus on the self, and I'm almost not surprised by that, because I've been fasting for Ramadan, or Ramzan, as some of you know. And there's a lot of introspection done as one fasts. And there's just like a lot of different ways in which you become attuned to things about your body or the way you think. And it's really, really interesting. And so, I guess want you all to know that that's sort of the headspace and mindset I was in when I put together this set. That first track that you all heard is called Interlude to Love by Abdu Ali. And Abdu Ali just released a new album. It's on Bandcamp as well. It's called Faya. And I feel like I've given them quite a lot of love on the show. I've played their music for like a couple years now, a lot of their new releases. So Abdu Ali is from Baltimore. They are a queer Black artist who work in like multiple genres and types of art. And there's a little bit about the album on the Bandcamp, and I'll read a little bit of it. From Abdu Ali, they say, "This album is everything that I am and everything that I am not. I wanted to embrace all of the facets of my identity, but not let those paradigms build chains around my artistic vision. This album is a queered journey of interrogation in order to discover the seed of my fire. Realizing I didn't need to go anywhere else but my past for inspiration, I shoveled into my upbringing of living in Baltimore, where as a youth, during humid summer days, I often would hear in the distance the go-getters having marching band practice, or how I would sneak into 17 and overnight to the Paradox to be engulfed by the vibrations of the powerful subwoofers that played Be More Club or Vogue music all night long, or how I would love post-church Sunday drives with Granddad as he play the stylings of Motown and his Dodge Caravan. Sometimes he would play a mix of P-Funk or Mystical Tool. After witnessing the visceral beauty of gospel performances at Bethel AIM. So it's, deeply personal album. I suppose a few albums aren't, but yeah, I thought that that's a pretty good introduction to who Abdu Ali is, I think. So on to our next track. We have, I believe this is Palestinian rap. So it's by an artist that goes by D-A-M, Dam, and then in Arabic the song is called Emta Nijwazak Yamma, and I will talk a little bit about that track later, but first a couple songs. Thanks again for tuning in. This is DJ Bukwas of the show Fractal Chambers, and I have a feeling I should call the show Ramadan Beats, and I think I'll go with that. So yeah, let's move on to the next track. ولا ليرة ولا بيتكوين مسلطنة وش بدكم انت نجوزك يما تصلي امتى تيجي عندها دواري انا اوكي كله مظبط كله مسوقي دواري انا اوكي بلا هالمشكنتة وميت خوزي
سبع الارمات ديك بدق على الباب وانا تحت الحاف امي على البلكون جيرتي دبري عريس اغلب الازواج بتنام شو نفس الفراش امي على الايفون سيري زبطي عريس قول له لابن الحلال يستنى لانه العالم عم بستناني بلاقي شريكي بعد ما الاقي حالي حاليا صحتي العزوبيه صباح الظهريه المرخيه
انت نجوزك يما انت نتركز يما انت نجوزك يما بنكي تصلي امتى تيجي عندنا دواري انا اوكي كله مظبط كله مسوقي دواري انا اوكي بلا هالمشكنتة وميت خوزي
ولي ويلي ويل انت وين وانا وين ولا دع ولا دين جيبوا مخدة جيبوا سرير لا بنام لا بفيق انا بصح الدين مينوس جديد في حساب بنكي في كم بطريق
ولا ليرة ولا بيتكوين انت نجوزك يما انت نتركز يما انت نجوزك يما والبنكي تصلي امتى تيجي عندنا
بلا ضغط بلا كبت بلا غصب بلا ضغط بلا كبت بلا غصب
حيو قراري حيو حيو حبيبتي حيو حيو حريتي حيو حيو حيو
تصلي انت تيجي عندنا والبنك تصلي انت تيجي عندنا
رابط بلا ضغط بلا غصب بلا كبت بلا رابط بلا ضغط بلا غصب بلا كبت
Whoa, kid it.
I don't have a choice, I gotta run it up. I got me a little change, but it's just not enough. Thought I fell in love, but I found out that it was lust. I felt like something was missing, it must have been trust. I could talk about blowing up, because I had it wrong. But you know good and well, I'm not the one to put your pity on. Everywhere I go, I put my motherfucking city on. I be high, I be gone, I be right, I be wrong. But I did it all on my own. I'm like, where was I when this happened? People looking at me funny. It's like money the magnet. It's like I'm doing magic. The way I flip it and bag it. Shit might go wrong, I don't panic. I know I got some bad habits, but who doesn't? No discussion. I ain't bluffing. I do this shit like it's nothing. Put my all into something. Yeah, I came up from nothing. But I did it all on my own. Might take a few steps. Feel like I'm taking back seat. I just woke up to a check.
If there's anything you should need, just let me know. I'd be very pleased to do it for you. You only have to say the word.
Hablar. centros de detención.
Welcome back. Thanks so much for tuning in to BFF.fm. I've been your DJ since 10 a.m. this morning, DJ Bekwas, and this is my show, Fractal Chambers. Hope you all enjoyed that last track. That was called Club Smash, and that was by the band Electric Fire. It's off of their album EFX. I wonder if that's short for FX. They're a band from London. And I heard of them because they're on the lineup for this year's Decolonize Fest, which, one day I would love to go to. It's a festival that happens in London. And this year it's happening June 29th and June 30th. So at the end of the month. And there are so many good bands that are playing. It's basically a festival with like music and workshops, and they're basically celebrating punks of color. It's like a pretty big deal. Like it's very, well known, or at least like well known over there in like the punk community. They have headliners like Big Joni, who I have played a couple times on the show, and I was really excited to like see this year's lineup, because in addition to artists like Big Joni, they also have Crystal Axis. And it took me a second when I saw their name on the lineup to remember, like, what's the deal with this band again? I feel like I've played them on this show. I have played them on this show. It was a while back. They are like this badass rock band from Kenya, and they're just they make such catchy music. It's really, really good. It was exciting to see that they're also playing Decolonize Fest, and it's cool to see that they're still making music and whatnot. I feel like I played them on my show like over a year and a half ago to maybe over 2 years ago. So yeah, I was just really excited about that. yeah, it's just cool to see, like, a festival dedicated to punks of color. And, yeah, so that's Decolonize Fest, and Electric Fire, the artist that I played for you all just now, is playing it. And then, let's see, prior to Electric Fire, you all heard the track Clandestino, and this is a cover done by Leila Downs. There's a pretty good Remezcla article about Leila Downs, I guess it's Lila maybe? Leila Downs' cover of this track. So the title of the article is called Leila Downs Flips Manu Chao's Clandestino into a Cumbia Protesting U.S. Immigration Policy. So, you know, right up my alley. And so, reading a little bit from this article, Mexican folk legend Leila Downs has covered Manu Chao's classic song, Clandestino, in protest of current U.S. immigration policies, and she has transformed Chao's composition into something that's completely her own. So, let's see. I thought this line was pretty interesting. So, Downs' rendition preserves the original lyrics of the song, which focus on people renouncing their identities to look for something else, living like outlaws because of a lack of documentation. However, ad-libs, like, if we're not going to take care of our children, who will, take on new meaning in the era of family separation, given the traumatic aftermath of the Trump administration's cruel practice. Yeah. And so, well, I don't know, I just, it really stood out to me, this track, and I thought it was, like, really catchy and done super well. It's actually a track that will be featured on Leila Downs' new record, Ala Chile, and, yeah, it actually drops May 3rd, and it looks like, she played in Los Angeles, like, a couple weeks ago. I imagine she's maybe not touring in California anymore, but she may be touring near you, so you should all check that out. Yeah, so I will post a link to this article in the show notes if you're curious about learning more. And let's see what else. Prior to that Leila Downs track, you all heard Rico Nasty and Kenny Beats' track Again, which came out on Rico Nasty's latest album, Anger Management. Yeah, what can I say about Rico Nasty? I mean, she is such, like, a hardcore punk, and I don't know if, like, I hope a lot of folks get that. I won't say, I won't try to be, I don't know, elitist about that, but, I don't know, just, like, everything she kind of, does just feels very, like, punk and, like, DIY and, very much about, like, her being in control, which I think is really, really cool. And, like, the live videos I've seen of her performances, I mean, it's like a mosh pit of girls. It is, you're just like, folks, it's awesome. It's really cool to see, like, the kind of culture that Rico Nasty has, really, I don't know, celebrated or just, really, you know, her music has brought people together in a way that I think is really cool, and I think is a great way to, you know, get everything out. And I guess that also relates very well to the name of her album, Anger Management. And then, yeah, her producer was Kenny Beats, who's someone who's, like, pretty much always given a shout out, in her songs, and, he's pretty good. And, yeah, prior to that track, prior to that track was a track by Dam, which is, touted to be, like, Palestinians, or, like, the first Palestinian hip-hop group, and then the name of the track is Emta Nijwazak Yama, which, this is kind of funny. It means, like, when are you going to get married? Yeah, yeah, and so this band, Dam, is, like, well, one, it's really cool because they're fronted by a woman, always cool, but, they're known for, like, making a lot of political statements about Palestine, and just, like, you know, what it's like to be there, to live there, grow up there, and, Yeah, and there was just some really great, I'll share this article too. It's from a slightly obscure website called Camden New Journal. But yeah, like, okay, so there's this line from the article. It's in like a direct quote from the band where they say, "It really annoys me that because I'm Palestinian, people only expect me to be political. As if we don't die from car accidents, from cancer, we don't make love, we don't joke. We're like all the human beings around the world. We share the same joy, happiness, and problems as that guy in Sweden, but he doesn't share my apartheid world. So I should have that balance." And yeah, I think it's one of those things where, like, if you're from like a marginalized community, suddenly like everything about you, so, like some people will like for some reason only ever attribute you as being like, oh, you are, you know, the Muslim person, or like you are the Black person, or you are the trans person, and I can only talk to you about these certain issues that are related to like this thing about your identity, and then they completely forget about the fact that you're also just like a human being, and you know, you want to, you know, get into a mosh pit as at a Rico Nasty show, and that's like, you know, a shock to them. So yeah, I really like that they have this song that's kind of funny, and it's about, I'll share a link, not only to the interview, but to the music video, which is pretty great. But it's just this song that feels very, like a millennial anthem, which, basically the hook of it goes, like, you know, when will you get married, when will you find stability, when will you get married, and the bank keeps calling me to visit it, and, you know, tell them, don't worry, I'm okay. Sing to them, everything is good and settled. Yeah, so I just, yeah, I think it was pretty good. So they rap, like, the whole song's in Arabic, as you all heard, and yeah, there, if you check out the music video on YouTube, which I'll provide a link to, you can also see the lyrics on there, so always a fun thing. And then up next, we have a track by Aisha Devi, and it's her track, "I'm Not Always Where My Body Is." So let's get to it.
Thank you. Me broken. gloves are off. Some people need to test compassion to see if it's real. If this is a test of my compassion, then I fail. Gloves are off. Gloves are off. Gloves are off. Two bare palms pressed forward. Keep distance, be dead to me. There was a time before I knew that you existed. Return to anonymity. Whether you thrive or whether you're suffering, let it make no difference. Keep distance, be dead to
back. Thanks so much for tuning in. You're tuned into BFF.fm, and I've been your host since the hour began, DJ Bekwas, and you're listening to Fractal Chambers, my show. So the track that you all just heard is called Gloves Are Off, and it's by Wizard Apprentice, who is a very familiar name if you hang around if you hang around like the Bay music scene, that sort of thing. So this track is off of their album Dig a Pit, which is out on Ratskin Records. And it was released like a little over, maybe like 2 to 3 weeks ago. Very fresh. And it's a really interesting album. So it's like kind of intense. It's the artist's attempt to make sense of what happened after dealing with a lot of like emotional abuse and fostering like an open dialogue about these things that aren't really discussed very often, meaning emotional abuse, narcissistic abuse. And they also have they've been doing this for a little while now, like a video series on IGTV. And they basically explore these sorts of topics every Thursday. And I think it's going on till June 27th. And yeah, it's like a really good, solid album, and is definitely worth like a full listen, and also definitely gets you in like a contemplative mood. And I have a link to a very beautifully written piece by Nostra, who is I believe they're like the music editor at KQED, but it's a really great article about the album and about Wizard Apprentice. So very exciting stuff. Prior to Gloves Are Off, you all heard the track Losing Myself, This is by Canadian band LOL. So they're based in Toronto, and they basically released a music video for like their album, which I believe is now out. It's called Dark Beings, and this track Losing Myself is on it, and they filmed a like fantastic music video about it, so I will link to that as well. So lots of things in the show notes today. Definitely check that out. The track is about hope, resilience, diasporic travels, harm reduction, and just shedding a positive light on those of us who suffer from addiction and issues around mental health and trauma. So very interesting. And just like very, yeah, as I said at the beginning of the show, like this week's show is very much like a, I don't know, like a musing or a like wondering about the self, and also just like introspection related to that subject. So I thought these tracks did a really good job of it. Prior to this track by LOL, you all heard Jannar by Bundish Project. This was also technically a remix. And basically, so Bundish Project is an artist based out of Mumbai, and they've played like music all over the world. They like DJ and all of that. They're super talented. And this track just sort of like caught my attention. It's kind of old. It's from 2016, but yeah, it just resurfaced, and it reminded me how much I like this artist. So I decided to throw it in there. And then prior to that track was I'm Not Always Where My Body Is by Aisha Devi, who is an artist based in, who's an artist based in Switzerland. And I believe they're Nepali. I'll have to like, double check that, but I'm not entirely, well, yeah, they are. So they're Tibetan Nepali, they've been releasing like really cool kind of experimental music for a pretty long time. I've played some music from their previous albums like in past years, and so this particular track, I'm Not Always Where My Body is from their forthcoming album, SLF, and the album comes out July 5th, so forthcoming. And it'll be a while before they, it seems like they are touring, but just like random shows here and there. So let's see. Yeah, it looks like they're not hitting the United States till September. Definitely worth like checking out their album when it comes out July 5th. And then up next we have some awesome music, a little more rock-ish, if you could say that.
Mujhe dil kusha, अपने दर से न डालो मुझे गरीब नवा खाली मुझे दिल खुशाली मुझे दिल खुशाली मुझे दिल
tuned into BFF.fm, and I've been your host for the past hour, DJ Bagwas of the show Fractal Chambers. The track that you all just heard was called Ya Ali by the Mikal Hassan Band. Mikal Hassan is from Lahore, Pakistan, and the band itself is comprises of members who are from both Pakistan and India, which is kind of cool. And they are a Sufi rock band, which is also pretty awesome. Coming up next is a track called Men Anna, and it's by El Sara. And if her name sounds familiar, it might be because she is the frontwoman of the band El Sara and the Nubatones. And basically the song Men Anna, which means Who Am I? It's sung in Arabic and was released via WhatsApp. Is El Sara's song for the Sudanese uprising, which I think kind of continues to go on. And it's just a song for the people directly involved, the activists and the regular citizens facing the military and attempting to, like, navigate a revolution. So with that in mind, let's get into that final track of the hour. Thanks again so much for listening.
من أنا لو ما حبيتك واستنيتك من أنا لو ما هتفت في سبيلك رجلي دهك الدرب في مسيرك من أنا كتمت وكان في لحظة سكون قبل الهبوب وأنا واقفة مستنياك عمال أقول من أنا صدى السؤال زي الرعد يدق من جبل لجبل يقول ليك لما التراب يغطي المدن والزمن يلف مبارح وبكرة في إيده ويسيبك واقف براك بتسأل نفس السؤال ردك حيكون الفرق
حبيبي زي البيزورة المنثورة في موسم الجفاف رد يسير